Blog Talk Radio.
Frolic. High on a mountain in western Montana, a silhouette moves across a cinnamon sky. Riding alone on a horse he called Music, with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. And he dreams of a time and a lady that loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. But we don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's better to just let it slide. But he sang, ooh, to the lake. He rides away on a horse he called Music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eye.
He rode the Music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, way too much ride. Those were the days when a horse he called Music jumped through the moon and sailed across the sky.
Now all that's left is a time-worn old cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by.
Trailing along is a horse with no rider, a horse he called Memories that she used to ride.
And he sang, ooh, to the lady.
Ooh, they damn near lay down and die.
Now he rides away on a horse he called Music,
with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes.
High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky,
marking the place where a horse he called Music
lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
All right, in the sight. And yes, the great Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and that song reminds me a lot of Milton. This,
yes,
this show brought to you by A Day for Milton, May 13th, May 19th, pardon me, May 19th at the Brewery Hall,
mm-hmm,
in Belport, New York, 14 Station Road, from 11 to 2, May 19th, Friday. So come on down, have a great time. You don't need any money to get in. Bring your puppy, bring your dog, bring your friend, and let's have a great day for Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the service dog school last July. As a side on that song, Johnny Cash, who I had the honor of meeting in the 1980s, great, great, beautiful guy. When he did that show at Wholesome Prison, you know, the officials tried to stop it. They didn't want him to perform over there.
Why?
And in the audience, when he did that performance, was a very, very young Merle Haggard. And later on, they wrote a song together, or Merle wrote a song about Johnny, I should say. So that's a side note on Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson. Waylon Jennings had a group called The Outlaws.
I remember that, actually.
All right, inside, we got a great show for you, man. Louie's going to be here later. We got, now we got an exclusive interview here that you won't hear anywhere else in the world. We got, and he only is coming on our show, Dr. Draws, the expert in underwear. And he'll be here a little bit later. And wait a minute, hold on. Who's hello?
Hello, this is Dr. Draws. I got lost on the highway.
Lost on the highway? Well, don't you have a driver?
Yeah, but my driver's blind.
Well, listen.
Well, I got lost on the highway. That's why they call me Droopy Draw. Will you get out of here? Just
Droopy Draw.
Take a taxi.
Droopy Draws. Well, Droopy Draws will get here one way or another. Because
right.
I'm not going out on no highway in the dark to walk and find him.
No way. He got to come
right.
by car.
And also, by the way, did you bring any, you got any of your medicine bottles out?
I know all of the side effects, so let me just repeat them. We're going to have some
fun
with
it. You got to tell the name of the medicine first.
Of course, yeah.
All right, so that's coming up. Side effects. All right. And
a lot.
Yeah, it reminds me of one time when I went to the doctor's office and I'm sitting in the waiting room and they had some talk show on. Stupid
really?
Stuff. I don't know, they're talking about cooking some kind of dish or something. There's some guy on there and they kept flashing back to these commercials.
Oh, wow.
And every other word out of the commercial was side effects are.
And
know.
The best one's death.
And all the, high blood pressure, low blood sugar, internal bleeding, heart attack.
all
and,
of it.
And sometimes may even cause death.
Death. I like that part the best. Then why
mean,
are you giving
this
it to
stuff
me?
They want, and people are sitting there, and one guy says, Doc, you think, can I take that? And the doctor says, oh, yes, it's perfectly safe.
Yeah, right.
And the idiot went to the pharmacy and got it. I went into the pharmacy that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was having a problem, and the doctor, my friend, the doctor prescribed a medicine for me which had no side effects, which is very unusual.
Very, very unusual.
And they wanted me to pay them $3 copay. I said, I'm not paying for this. I'm not paying you nothing. I wouldn't pay it. My friend was with me. She paid it. I said, go, you want to pay it? Go ahead. I refuse to give money to doctors. They blinded me. Let them give me my money, and then I'll pay them. I said.
That's going to be a lot of money.
The guy must have thought I was nuts. I don't care. I didn't pay him. I will not give money to doctors.
Mm-hmm.
They owe me.
Nor pharmaceutical companies, and that, for that matter.
Yeah, right. Them, too. All right, inner sight. Give me some honey. Oh. Where's is Lorraine on the
get
line?
Lorraine. Yeah, I'm going to get her on. She's there.
Yeah, bring Lorraine in, because I need the applause.
Oh.
Let's have a round of applause for Dr. Draws on the highway. I hope he gets here in one piece.
He's walking.
Dr. Draws.
So he knows what direction to go?
Hey,
Lorraine. Hello, how are you?
Hey.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Okay,
yeah.
Getting there. I don't know where I'm getting, but I'm getting there.
All right.
Look, you got that applause for us?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Cheering on Dr. Draws. Hope he gets it.
All right.
That's right.
All right. Insight. Give me that honeymoon of music.
Okay.
Got it. Live on Insight. There we go.
That's right.
I'm telling you, Alice, I'll never be mad again.
What happened, Ron?
Well, a fella came up to me on Madison Avenue, and he gave me a saying that when you're mad or angry and you're upset, you say this little saying, and you can't remember what you're mad about.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, Ralph. I could use that. Down in the sewer. Sewer. Yeah, you get mad all the time in the sewer. And the water comes up to your face.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I just wish I had something right now to make me mad so I could demonstrate it. I got just the thing, Ralph. just the thing here. Here it is. I got it under my door. A notice by the landlord raising the rent 30%. All right, a little test. Now all I got to do is say, pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Now what am I mad about? They raised the rent 30%.
Get up.
Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Well, what are you going to do, Ralph? You're going to pay it or you get evicted? Pins and needles, needles and pins. You're not getting 1 cent out of me.
Mm-mm.
Uh-oh, here he comes, Ralph. Mr. Johnson, the landlord.
Mm-mm.
Come on in, you dirty bum. Well, I hope you got the notice. I'm very, very stressed over this. I don't want to raise the rent, but I have no choice. This place is too expensive to run. Too expensive to run? You mean it's run down to be too expensive is what you mean. Well, I had to prove hardship. What'd you use, a picture of this dump? No. If you don't pay the rent, I'll have to go to court and evict you. Go ahead and go to court. When I lock myself in my apartment with my friend Norton, you'll never get in here. Lock yourself in your apartment. I'll shut off the heat and the hot water and the gas. Now, how would you like to stay in here with those, without those? You wouldn't dare. Hey, Ralph, pins and needles, needles. Oh, shut up. Now, listen, Mr. Johnson. I'm not giving you 1 cent more. When Norton and I lock ourselves in our apartments, there's power in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph, when me and Ralph lock ourselves, I don't want to lock myself in my apartment. I got to go to work down the sewer. Never mind that sewer. All right, here you are, pal. It's cold in here, Ralph. There's no heat.
Mm-mm.
Mr. Johnson shut off the heat.
I'm freezing, Ralph. Let me wear your gloves. Your gloves have fingers. Mine don't.
Sit here, you dirty old. How'd you like some fingers in your nose?
Uh-oh.
All right. All right, Norton. Here you are. Take this rope. Slide down there, the back alley. Go into the delicatessen. Get some food and climb back up. I'm not going down there. I got claustrophobia. All right, yellow belly, I'll go. Fasten that onto the table.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. Now hold it. Hold that table still. Don't let it move. Don't worry, Ralph. Oh, your sergeant is on the job. Oh, shut up. Well, that's it, Ralph. That's it, Alice. The poor little fat boy couldn't even make it out the window. They're probably tearing down part of the wall. Let him in heaven right now.
Aww.
The poor little fat boy. Well, Ralph, at least you died for a cause. Pins and needles, needles and pins.
It's a happy man that grins.
That's it. All right, inner sight. And now you know how they do on some of the comedy shows that
mm-hmm.
you watch over the years when they do something stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
yes.
like Ralph going out the window to climb down in and try and you know. And then they say, now don't try this at home.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now what kind of an idiot would try it at home?
An idiot.
Be surprised.
Yes, exactly.
An idiot. Point blank, an idiot.
Don't try this. That's what happened I haven't done it in a while, but that's what happened with the portable dentist.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Let me do. Give me some Lauren Hardy music. I'm gonna do the.
Okay.
The portable dentist. Now, don't try this at home.
Yeah.
Get away from me. Well, Now, wait, I got an idea. See, when I was a kid, you know, we were very poor. I only had one pair of shoes and one shoe wore out. And then I had to walk around with one shoe and one sock. And they called me One Shoe John. One Shoe John. Yeah, that's my middle name, John. Anyway, my uncle, he was a rigger in the Navy Yard, you know. What's that got to do with it? My tooth is killing me. Well, my father had a bad tooth. So he said, come on, John. He said, I'm going to help you. He said, now here. Take this string and tie it to the bad tooth, and hook this other end up to the bumper of my car.
The bumper of the car? What are you talking about?
Yeah, and the old man was standing in the street, see, with a summer day, his friend got in the car and the old man,
what happened to the tooth?
Well, he went to the dentist next week and they told him the wrong tooth came out. The wrong tooth came out. Well, now listen, I know you don't believe in it, but I learned how to do that. Now come over here, Ollie.
Are you crazy?
I don't need a car. I can do it with slamming the door.
Slamming the door.
Now here. This is a special string, see? Put it in your mouth. Tie it to your tooth. Tie it good and tight. Now, I'm going to hook this other end onto the door. Now, you stand there. Now, don't move.
Don't move, he says. I'm dying.
On the count of three, I'm going to slam the door, and the tooth should come right out, and you're going to feel 100% better.
No.
One, two. Ollie, can you hear me? Talk to me. Talk to me, Ollie, please. Forgive me, I didn't mean it. Talk to me, Ollie. Better start running, Stanley. Or I'm gonna kill you.
I gotta start off the music.
Now, whatever you do, folks, don't try that at home.
Yes. Didn't your father try it?
All right, in a sec. How about a round of applause for old Lauren Hardy? Come on, let's hear it. Hey. All right. Woo! We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Dr. Draws will be here. And we got the side effects.
Oh, boy.
Coming up.
Here we come.
But first, let me remind you, get my notes here. Wait a minute. A Day for Milton. May 19th at the Brewery Hall in Bellport, New York. All right. Friday, 11 to 2.
Yeah.
And Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, which, by the way, is right across the street from the Brewery Hall.
Oh, nice.
All right. Shelby's Kitchen and Michelle and Tom good friends
yeah.
now for about 6 months. since the death of Milton, the guide dog. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Great place to stop by, get some food. All right, and you'll see all kinds of signs of Milton in there.
The
great three-year-old lab who was neglected and killed by a trainer at the guide dog school.
Which I find
all
so
right, in a
sight.
And, oh, you want to stay in shape, call Fernandez, Devin.
Yeah.
631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight is the name of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it at the place called the JoJo in Suffolk County. School that donates the center to Devon to help disabled people learn how to protect themselves.
Which is good.
All right, let's see. I want to thank Joe Delgado, Jose Delgado, today for his pledge of a donation. I don't know how much it is yet. I'll find out Monday morning. But whatever it is, we greatly appreciate it. And Jose will be one of the speakers at a day for Milton.
That's great.
It's our first donation.
Yeah.
Coming from one of our speakers. And Joe has been, Jose as I call him,
mm-hmm.
has been advertising Inner Sight on his website with the day for Milton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Under events. Oh, by
yeah.
the way, can you look that up? Let's read it.
Yeah, hold on.
Look it up.
Yeah, I am.
All right, Inner Sight, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in Manhattan. Verizon File 35 in Manhattan. RCN 84, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Can we get that?
What?
Voice out of there?
Oh,
all right.
on the thing? No, yeah, I can. I could try.
All right. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, MNN.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night for the show. So check it out. And Monday we'll be doing a new show with Michelle. The woman who lost her dog to the school. Oh, you got that? That's
yeah, I'm on the page. I'm on the page, but I have to go all the way down.
Oh, yeah, all right. So just
yeah.
when you get
going,
it,
right?
Let me know.
Yeah.
Inner Sight brought to you by the Big
Here
East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East, a Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank you so much for your help. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, we honor them, cherish them, and all the children that have perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an
mm-hmm.
extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. Oh, you got that?
Yeah, I do, but the dates are a little off, but that's okay. Well, I'll read it to you.
Yeah, let's hear
Frank
it.
Carino, Inner Sight, one-to-one interview with Tom Cooper regarding the death of Milton the guide dog. And then it's, you know, that's what people are going to watch, of course. And then you have Wednesday night, 3-8-23, 11 p.m., Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the Spirit Channel. It gives it back to me. Oh, this is really beautiful.
All
right, well. Yeah, well, it's sort of, oh, here it is. Okay. And then MNN.org and then a Spirit Channel, Channel 3. And then also on 3223 Altice Channel 20 at 9:30. And then please join Inner Sight for a day for Milton, Friday, May 19th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Belport.
May 19th. Right?
I'm sorry?
Did they say May 19th?
Yes.
Because you didn't. All right.
What did I say?
You just said 19th.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear me.
May 19th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Belport Brewery Company. Brewing Company, I'm sorry.
Brewing
at,
Company, yeah.
Yeah, at the Belport Brewing Company. Oh, my God, my mouth is not working today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not in the same position that we had it before with, next to the...
Brewing Company. Say it again.
Brewing Company. Okay, I got it.
All right. What else? Is that the whole thing?
Well, yes, but I'm kind of confused because I guess they got real upset. The guide dog school, they're not in the, you know, the events area like they were before when we had a posting. I guess they had a small thing that they had to do like the beginning of the month, and then they took it out for some reason.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You just read it to me.
No, I got that, okay? But what I'm saying is it wasn't placed in the same position as it was the last time right next to the puppy raisers. Now they don't have the puppy raiser thing. Yeah, just saying.
Place it wherever they, where they put it near.
Hold on, I'll let you know. I got to go back to that area.
All right, now, did they put in the, you didn't read it, but did they put in the Manhattan channels?
No, they didn't.
Well, I got to remind them about that.
Yeah.
Because you read the MNN.
Right, and that's all that was there.
But you didn't read the 1997 and all that.
Nothing like that was there, no.
All right, I'll remind them. Anyway, Inner Sight, thanks to Silo for that. 631-880-7929. Silo,
mm-hmm.
Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And we thank them for their pledge of a donation.
Yes,
coming
that's
up
really awesome.
Sometime this week. All right, Inner Sight, Louie will be here later. Dr. Drawers is on
mm-hmm.
the way. Hopefully he'll get here.
Yeah.
And, we got the Side Effects.
Yeah,
thing coming up.
Uh-oh.
What else? Oh, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. So check it out on the Inner Sight. And we thank the ice slip cleaners for their help, too. All right. So... You know, when you go to a doctor and you're sick, you're really taking your life in your hands, you know.
Yeah, you are.
Now, we've all heard that expression, you know. But
yeah.
With a doctor, it's really true because his hands are handling your life, see.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking your life not only in your hands, but in his hands.
That's right.
All right. Now, let's say you go in there and you don't know what's wrong, right? You know you got
mm-hmm.
pains all over, and you're aching, and you can't walk, and you're having trouble talking and all that, and coughing and sneezing, and whatever it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives you examination, and he
mm-hmm.
says, "I can't find anything wrong with you, Mr. So and So. But I'm going to prescribe this medicine."
Oh, something is wrong.
Now, he prescribed the medicine. All right. Pick out one of your medicines.
Okay, Lyrica.
Give us the name of it.
Lyrica, I said it. Lyrica.
Lyrical?
Like, you know, lyrics? Lyrica. They add an A on the bottom.
Oh, Lyrica. All right. Well, what
mm-hmm.
is that supposed to be for?
Supposed to be for nerve pain and crawling underneath your skin from the nerve, hot temperature,
nerve
cold temperature,
pain,
all of
crawling
it.
Underneath your skin. You mean when you?
That's
when
what I feel all the time.
You mean when you're drunk?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. All right. So what does it say? What does it do? What does it say? What?
Well, if you
side
of
what's the warning
out,
on it?
Well, if you. The warning, Lyrica, is that it's a controlled substance, first of all, And that you have to take everything as prescribed. Otherwise, you know, it could do harm if it actually, you know, does manage to get to that point.
Well, read it. Can you read the side effects?
No, it's too small.
Oh, I thought you were able to read these things.
No, I can't. But I know them by heart. So
I
know what's wrong.
All right, so what's the side effects of that?
The side effects that I usually get from it is jittery, like a tremor, and that's from the dyskinesia that it causes. Then I have to take a medicine for the dyskinesia to make it calm down.
All right. So you take this, what is it called, geritol?
That's right.
Huh?
Lyrica.
Geritol?
Lyrica,
is that what
like
it is?
Lyric, remember?
Lyritol. Delirious.
Like
delirious.
Delirious. I think you are delirious
That's
today.
It. So you take this, you go home and you take this stuff, and in the middle of the night, you know, you get all these side effects, and you don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you call, you wind up in the, what do they call those places?
Urgent care.
Yeah, what the hell is that anyway?
It's so you don't have to wait so long in the emergency room if you have something simple that they take
it's
care
urgent?
Of. You just go there, you get it done. That's it.
You go there, and it's urgent, and they keep you waiting for 4 hours.
That's right.
Possibility,
urgent
care.
And
the possibility
take this stuff,
exists that you'll be waiting.
And you're sitting
that's
there.
That's right.
You know, and a couple hours, 4 hours go by, I got to take my next pill, and you keep taking this stuff, see?
Yeah.
And by that time, you're on the floor crawling.
Yeah.
Help me. Please. Oh, help me. And you got the shakes and the jitters
Those are fun.
And the nurse comes over and she says, you want to do the jitterbug, honey? Get out of here, you stupid ass.
Yeah.
In the urgent care, you know.
Yeah.
It's urgent. Is that why you go there, because it's urgent?
Yeah. No, it's an easier place to find out what's going on.
I wouldn't
on.
Even go there if I was well.
That's
instead of waiting
why would you need to?
Yep.
Urgent
instead of waiting
care,
online
right.
at the emergency room.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
you do. Or the
mm-hmm.
emergency room. Pick your choice.
Wait a minute. Is that urgent care connected with a nursing home?
I don't know, but probably is.
Yeah. You know, and some guy says, don't walk through that door. You know, what door?
Uh-oh.
That door over there. You see where it's all dark and there's no name on that door. You know what that door is?
Mm-hmm.
What?
The morgue.
That door is the morgue. You walk in there,
yeah,
you never walk out.
That's right.
And there's a guy in there who collects dead bodies.
Oh, what a job.
Woo! All right, so urgent care. All right, let's take another medicine. What else you got there besides...
Oh my goodness!
Libertol,
I take 15 medicines now, and some vitamins. So the vitamins I take separate from the medicines. Yeah, 15 is not bad. It used to be 58. So I feel proud of myself getting all the medicines.
Give us another one. What's another one?
Okay, baclofen. Spasticity.
Degradation.
No. He's making me laugh.
Yeah. You rename that devastation.
Devastation, okay.
What's the side effects of that?
You can get the jitters also and blurry vision.
You get the jitters, blurry
another
vision.
One.
The guy comes home and he takes this detrit or whatever it is. He comes home and he walks in and he says, are you my wife? He can't see her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Where's my wife? Oh, it's time for me to take another degradation.
That's about right.
You know? Okay, well, what are some of the side effects of that degradation?
Just the jitters, and I get a lot of medicine that gives me the tremors a lot.
Jitters?
Oh, my.
You shake?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Well, I guess that's good if you're having sex.
If you got the jitters and you keep moving, that must be interesting.
Oh, yeah, like Jerry Lee Lewis. Shake it, baby, but don't break it.
That's right.
There you go.
There you go. Hey,
a whole
right.
lot of shaking going on. My bone, your bone, his bone, you know. Jerry Lee. I wonder if he took. Maybe that's how he wrote that song.
Oh, God. Yeah, right?
One of his girlfriends took that stuff. She was shaking.
Oh, man.
And he was rocking around the clock. Is that it?
All right. That's that one. Stay away from that one, too. Come here.
Okay.
Give me another one. You got any more? One?
Yeah, I got plenty more. Well, that
give me one.
They give me cortisone, 2 cortisones to keep
mm-hmm.
my blood pressure
cortisone.
Stable.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a good one. What is that do to you?
Gives you upset stomach mostly. You feel like you want to vomit. Really
oh,
helpful
boy.
With medicine. So you got to take the anti-nausea medicine, and you
yeah.
got to eat something after it, with, you know, to have something substantial in okay. your body before you take the medicine. That's it.
So you go yeah. into the to the urgent care with that.
Oh no, they love
start,
my list.
You start vomiting all over the place.
That's basically what happens to me. I have to take Zofran, which is another
oh,
medicine to help me get rid of the nausea.
That's a good
all
way
the other
for
medicines that I take.
Wow.
That's a
yeah.
good way for other people to get sick.
Yeah, I know.
Urgent
yeah.
care, and then what do? They give you something for the nausea.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then that makes you sick.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No, it gives you more jitters. It gives you more jitters like you have with the other one.
Oh.
That gives you a headache.
Category.
Now you got nausea and a headache.
Headache, nausea, vomiting, all of that other nice stuff, bodily function stuff.
Holy smoke,
yeah,
cortisone.
See.
Oh, I heard, and cortisone, by the way, will can cause eye problems.
Yes.
It can make you blind.
Oh, I know that. They keep
you know.
Checking the pressures of my eyes to make sure they're at a good level.
Okay.
Where are these urgent care places? Are they part of the hospital?
They can be, but they also have urgent care separate from the hospitals and
yeah.
and usually around hospitals so you could get there really quick if you need
They
to.
Have urgent care places separate from the hospital now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
one or two aren't like
mm-hmm.
that they are affiliated with the hospital.
Well, now, wait a minute. What's the difference between going to an urgent care place and to an emergency room?
Well, when you go to the urgent care, it's a little less serious. You know,
yeah.
meaning like you
mm-hmm.
broke your finger, you broke your hand,
yeah.
whatever it is. It's less serious than being unconscious and needing to be
mm-hmm.
revived like I was during Thanksgiving.
It's supposed to be less time because I've gone to urgent cares
yeah,
around where I live at, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Oh, they got
definitely.
These places all over? I never heard of these places.
Yeah, they
before.
Do. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do.
They
you don't want to spend too much time. You know,
right.
you should always set an appointment with them and just,
mm-hmm.
you know, try to get what you need and then get the heck out of there like I do. I don't sit and laugh and talk.
Mm-hmm.
I just go and I look up the medicine, see what how bad it is. Then I say, okay, if I experience this symptom, then I do this. If I experience that system, then I do this.
Mm-hmm. So you
oh
got to get a medication.
God.
Yeah, you got to get a medication to counteract the symptoms of the one you're taking. Mm-hmm.
You're there. Yeah, Lorraine's there, and I'm here. I guess with my blindness from taking this medicine, I didn't see I accidentally put you in the screening room. Oh, sorry.
Give me one more.
Give you one more?
Yeah.
It's, let's see, let me think which one is really good. Well, there's 2 cortisones, and I only gave you what happens with one.
Mm.
The other, it makes my mouth extremely dry, and all my medicine makes my mouth dry.
Mm.
And I'm on insulin.
Oh,
of course, on arm and a leg.
Stop
yeah.
talking about what you're on. I want this for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Now, what another cortisone, what's that for?
That's for also regulating my blood pressure so I don't pass out.
Hmm.
Well, then how come you pass out?
Because I have a adrenal gland that's messed up.
You know, isn't it funny how they give you all these things to help you and what they give it to you for, usually happens anyway.
Yeah.
You ever think of that? Only,
yeah, I know.
Only
that.
Worse, because they gave you the stuff.
That's right. And
all right,
and
you're not supposed to pass out
stuff.
With that, and what, it makes your mouth dry.
Very dry. Very
so if
dry.
You go to urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's a guy goes to urgent care, and he's ready to pass out,
mm-hmm.
and his mouth is dry.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, we got a man. He has a stroke. Watch out. Come through.
Sure, please. Get up.
That's a good one.
You go to the urgent care, you can't talk,
yeah.
and you pass out.
That's right. Your blood pressure's through the roof.
And then they say,
did you take
way,
your
yeah.
medicine today, sir?
I did. That's why I'm here.
That's right.
That's what caused it. Oh, man,
yeah.
what a mess.
The side effects alone.
They kill you.
Yeah.
Oh,
you get devastated
God.
By them alone.
People,
yeah.
Do people really take this stuff for real?
Because a lot of the,
yeah.
the good
Holy
stuff is not
Lord.
Covered. It's not
mm-hmm.
covered at all.
All right,
like
Insight.
Generic.
And, Dr. Drawers has arrived. Is Louis on the line?
Okay. Yeah.
Louis is hanging there. You want me to grab him in? He just got here. 12 minutes
Let me see. Well, hold on. Let me check the. Let me check the schedule here. Just a minute. Stand by. Oh, wow, 8:46 already. All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time goes flies when you're
Very
having
fast.
Fun, right?
That's the truth.
Dr. Drawers, all right, let's get Louie in here, and then we'll do... Dr. Drawers, can you wait? Sorry. Can't wait. If I don't
what
die, I'll
Drawers?
Wait.
He drank something?
Well, don't worry,
okay,
Dr. Come. Drawers. We'll give you some cortisol.
Let me get Louie in. Here he comes.
Hello, Frank Perino. And Suzanne.
Hi, Lorraine.
The Inside
Hello.
Talk Radio Trio.
Don't forget Lorraine.
Yes.
Hi, Lorraine.
Can't forget Lorraine. She got the applause button.
Give Louis a big round of applause. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Louis
yeah,
the Lip.
Louis. Drop. Love drop.
All right. Hey, Lou, let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me if you want Rosanna Dana.
Did you ever take cortisone?
What's it for?
That's to give you the jitters.
To give you the jitters.
The jitterbug, in case you want to do the jitterbug.
No, you got cortisone when you get a knee pain, back pain, neck pain.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
What about that other
booty
one? Did you
pain.
Ever take Lyrical?
And booty pain. You get a booty pain, put some Bengay on it, make you feel good all over.
A booty pain?
That's it.
I try not to get a booty pain. In the first place.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Hey Lou, did you have a good day today? What'd you do today?
Was it today?
Yeah.
I went to that Love Drops. I gave Love Drops to Mary Haven.
Oh,
oh
okay.
You did.
Okay.
Oh, you
yeah.
You gave Love Drops to Mary's Haven, huh? What's she look like?
Female ladies.
What does Mary Haven look like?
Mary Haven is, it opened up in 1930, in the 30s,
oh,
where the Mary Haven began in the 30s. That's it's a center of hope, it's a religion program. And,
1930,
and a workshop,
wow.
And warehouse.
She's pretty old.
And cafeteria and all that. So.
Okay.
Well, what is Mary, I wonder if Mary Haven ever took Levitol. I mean,
Lyrica. Lyricat, okay.
Lyricat.
You're getting closer. All right. A little closer.
Yeah, so, hey Lou, let me ask you something. Do you ever have any...
My name is Hosanna Dana Dana to you. Tommy, ask me the question.
There you go.
Do you ever have any animals at Mary's Haven?
No, we can't bring dogs around Mary Haven. I can't do that. No.
No animals over there?
No animals allowed.
Uh-oh.
If I go over there with my dog, they better let me in.
Oh, no. They got that music on. What are you playing now?
No, it's called My Hand Was High on Top of the Keyboard on the Phone, and it enabled it, I think.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
There's no animals at Mary's Haven?
No, there's no Mary Haven animals allowed.
They need animals over there.
Yeah, they do.
Improve the place. Yeah, so what do you do over there, Lou?
They do cutlery. They do the cleaning remotes. They pack them. They do the hospital thing. You can fold them and put them in boxes. Also, they got a warehouse in there too.
Wow!
Oh, they got a warehouse in there?
That's great.
Yeah.
They ever give you anything? What do they give you out of the warehouse? Anything?
Like cutlery, and they gave out the remotes. They gave out the hospital supplies and everything.
Okay.
And,
well, let me ask you a question. They ever give out any toilet seats over there?
Well, come to Mary Haven, you'll find out.
they have to measure you for a toilet seat.
They have to ask your weight, too. They ask you your weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I got to tell
you. It's an asinine situation.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you about the toilet seat issue.
Uh-oh.
Toilet
seat.
I'm too skinny to get the bariatric chair, but they gave me the regular one, and my butt sort of didn't fit on the commode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so sitting.
What happened? It went down and it got stuck, couldn't get it out?
That's right.
Did you call a plumber or did you call the other place? What the hell's
name
of
that? No, I just called my husband to pull the thing off my butt.
The hospital annex.
Okay.
What's the name of that again?
There was a whole bunch of hospitals that I went to recently. Winthrop.
No, the annex.
What
the hell's the name of that place? I can't think of it. We just talked about it. What's the name of it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know. You told me.
I know, but it slipped my mind. I need some
The one that's Kinkuk and Nova.
Yeah.
Similar to the emergency room. What the hell is it called now?
Oh, the urgent care.
Urgent
cares.
Urgent. Mm-hmm. Did you have to call the urgent plumber when you got stuck in the...
Urgent plumber? I don't know.
When you got stuck in a toilet seat?
Oh, my God.
Imagine if a guy went to the urgent care and he had a...
Oh, my goodness.
Take a chill pill. Where you
he had a toilet
ass
seat
guy.
On his ass.
Take a pair of chill pills.
Get it off.
Get it off.
Oh, making me laugh so hard.
It was stuck on there. And the urgent care nurse had a hammer and a chisel and was
chiseling it off.
Woo!
I wouldn't even wait so long for all these people to come help me because they take a while too. I'd be
sitting
there trying to put Van on wherever I sunburn.
Yeah.
You there? Hold on, let me hook to Lou. Hey Lou, you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, did you ever go to urgent care?
I never heard that before.
You don't even know about it.
You
never heard it. It's a make-believe hospital.
That's it.
There you go.
Not me. I ain't going to no care hospital. Not
hey,
me.
Louie, give us a little song. We got to try to get Dr. Drawers in here.
That's right.
Yep.
Little song, Lou.
Okay.
Danny Boy. You know Danny Boy?
Da, 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 da. I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling,
I've been told.
I don't care but what they say. Cause forever I will pray. You and I will be as free. Cause the love drops in the trees. Oh, please stay with me, Suzanne.
All right.
You
hey,
like
Louie.
It when you hold me close. Oh, my darling, you're the most. I love you, but you love me. Oh, Suzanne, can't you see? You and I will be as free as the lobster fell down the
Louie
trees. Oh, please. Stay with me, La Suzanne.
Oh, that was great.
All right, Louie Rivera, give him a big round of applause. Come on,
yeah.
Come on.
You did. You really did.
Hey, Frank.
All right. Let's get Dr.
Hey, Frank.
I got to get Dr. Drawers in here. All right, thanks, Louie.
Yeah.
Clear the board.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, what's
all
up,
right.
Louie?
Hey, Frank, have a good weekend.
You
okay,
too,
okay, Louie. Have a great
thank
weekend.
You, Louie.
I'll
great.
Tell the staff at Mary Haven about Frank Perino's inner sight. I'll tell that to the staff.
Yeah, tell them
great.
To call the show. All right.
Yeah, call the show late. Okay.
Inner
okay.
sight, all right.
All right.
Dr. Drawers, are you still there? Oh, sorry, right. I had to go to the urgent care. I got very, very sick. The toilet paper got stuck in me. Oh, no, you had to go to urgent care. God, listen, now, what's your specialty? Specialty is underwear, you know, and drawers. Yeah, very important. To have good drawers. Now, mm-hmm. be very careful when you put the safety pin on when the drawers get too big, see? You don't want droopy drawers. The cure for that, you know. Oh, yeah? What is it? Well, you gotta hold the drawers up. You know, wiggle while you walk and hold the drawers. Wiggle while you walk, yeah. Well, listen, do you have any medication for people that have droopy drawers or who don't know how to take care of their drawers? Well, there's no medicine for that, but, you know, you can put cream on your ass. put the coconut oil right on your ass.
And that'd be great. Nice and slippery.
And put it right around there in case you get irritation. See, you get the irritation. You know, it's especially bad for people who are homeless. They get
okay,
the irritation.
Well.
On their ass.
That's a good one.
Woo!
That is.
Because they can't change their drawers.
Yeah, it's a big problem now.
Dr. Drawers is an expert on underwear. Yeah, they want to hire me. They want to hire me at Walmart. They want me to stand in the underwear aisle and demonstrate how to put coconut cream on your ass.
That's a good one. just smooth it on up.
All right, yeah. I had a weird client. His name was Dinigan.
Oh.
You mean Jimmy Tinnigan? Yeah, he said he knows you. He knows you. Yeah, I know Jimmy. What happened with Jimmy? Well, he wanted me to create iron drawers. Iron drawers. Yeah, he said he's got to protect. He's got to protect his peckham. Woo! Oh, I said, yes, you can't put coconut oil on your iron drawers, you idiot. Mm-hmm. It'll slip off.
Of course.
Well, Tinnigan's a character. He's weird, you know. He would do anything. Yeah, I had to refer him to the nearest crazy house. What happened? He wouldn't go. All right, inner sight. Thank you, Dr. Drawers. Would you please come back and continue this horrible interview? Don't worry, I'll be back. I'll be around as long as I don't take one of those drugs, derogation, or the other one.
Derogation? Okay.
Inner sight, all right. I don't know what happened. The time got away from me. I didn't hear any prompts. What's going on here?
No prompts. I didn't hear no prompts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fine, what fine. Happened? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. It was 60 minutes.
All right.
As normal.
Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Woo!
Yes. Good night, everyone.
Good night.